Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here, and welcome to the Complete Marketer podcast, where you can get all the latest training, hints, tips, guidance, and support to blow up your home-based business. So today I want to talk about the comparing yourself to other individuals, because social media has created this thing now where a lot of people compare themselves to other individuals, other results, people's breakthroughs, people's levels, people's ranks, and quite often people are left beating themselves up about making comparison to somebody else that they think they should be as successful as, or somebody who is doing something better than them. Now, this is totally natural. You know, first and foremost, everybody says don't make comparisons, but I think we all do this to some extent. You know, if you see a guy who's got a perfect six pack and a great body, sometimes you look at your own body and think, maybe I could do better with myself. Maybe I could look a little bit better, and I could look nice like that. If you see somebody with great teeth, you think, oh yeah, I wouldn't mind great teeth like that. And sometimes you compare them to your own and be like, yeah, mine don't quite look as good as that. Results in business, somebody making money. Sometimes you think, oh, I wish I could make a bit more money. It's natural. I think we all do it, whether you're on Facebook, social media, when you're out and about in the town, or you're even going out nightclubbing. I think we all do this to some extent. We compare ourselves to other individuals. But I do genuinely believe that social media has created more of this. You know, I think it's more apparent that people now are becoming uncomfortable about the way they look and the way that they feel and what they're doing because social media is creating a particular standard. Now, thing is here, let me be honest and upfront with you. Sometimes the people that you're comparing yourself to, the lifestyles you're comparing yourself to, do not exist. You know, it's so easy to pull the wool over people's eyes and bullshit when it comes to Facebook. So don't always beat yourself up and get annoyed about things that you see on social media, because sometimes they don't exist, or they don't always seem what they are. You know, for example, some of these perfect Instagram models have been through a couple of hours of Photoshop before their image has gone up. You know, so don't get downhearted the fact that you maybe have a stretch mark or a bit of cellulite, because listen, that person that you're looking at probably doesn't exist, and they probably still have a stretch mark and stuff themselves, but it's been edited out. So I just want to say that up front. But also as well, if you do make comparisons, I'm a big fan of making comparisons, but make sure that it's fair. To me, there's nothing wrong with looking at somebody and wanting what they have. But what you should be doing is not comparing their results, but comparing what they do. I mean, for example, if I look at somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime, and I think, wow, I want to get a body like a god like him. I want to be strong and look amazing and like an insane looking individual. I've never seen an individual looks like if you used to like think of like an alpha male or a Adonis's body, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime, right? You know, giant biceps, chest, and six pack. He's an amazing shape, perfect proportion. Like somebody had sculpted something out of granite, you know? I always think of that when I look back to the Pumping Iron videos. If you haven't seen that documentary, it's phenomenal. But the point being, it would be easy for me to look at him and think, wow, look at that guy, you know, that's insane. And I would look at myself and think, oh, I'm not as good as him, my biceps aren't as big and stuff like that. But if I am going to make a comparison, let's compare the action that they're taking. So if he's in the gym like 6 hours a day and I'm not, then obviously that's highlighting where I need to improve. If he's looking after his gym if he's looking after his diet and doing well with his dieting and nutrition and I'm not, then obviously that's a comparison that I need to make. So if you're looking at people in your business and they're getting success, have a look at the action they're taking. Have a look at the time they're allocating to their business. Have a look at their lifestyle, look at their motivation, and look at their hunger levels. You know, if they're in not proportion with yours, then how can you possibly expect the same results? If you're going to make a comparison, do not just compare results, compare the things that contribute towards the results. And if you can, compare them in a constructive manner so you can look at your own action and what you're doing and improve it. Comparisons is not the end of the world, but as long as you be fair with a comparison. If you're trying to compare results with somebody else who works twice as hard as you, then you're not being fair on yourself, and obviously you're going to be left with a bad taste in your mouth. So sometimes you need to look at yourself and think, do I deserve the results that I'm after, that I'm frustrated about not getting? Because 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. Most of the people who get frustrated by making comparisons and not getting results as good as other people do not deserve the results that they want to get, because they're not doing the level of work the person is that they're comparing themselves to. And at the end of the day, if that is you, you don't deserve the result. So if you're going to make a comparison, look at the big picture, look at everything, look at your action levels, look at their action levels, and take everything into account. Highlight the areas that you need to improve, highlight what you need to fix and what you need to get better at, and overall, if you want the results of somebody else, I always do think success leaves clues, so do what they do. You may not get the exact results, but you'll certainly be on the right path because it's been proven before. Hope you got value from today's podcast. If you did, click follow on this channel to keep up to date with all the latest training, and also share this with your team, the people you work with, or anybody else you think you could get value from this. Take care, and I'll speak to you all soon in the next video. Bye-bye.